or before for that matter. We heard three songs from this record. We heard The Clap, I Was Born a Unicorn, and Tough Ghost. Again, that album was released exactly 20 years ago this day. Well, you know, we're on the course of anniversaries, so let's continue with this. We have one final anniversary to celebrate on the show, and that is by the mighty Bikini Kill, who have released arguably their debut full-length record. They had a number of different EPs and shorter releases before this, but arguably you could say that this was their debut album, although some would say Revolution Girl Style Now. Even though it was a demo album, was their debut. I'm not going to cut hairs here. All I know is this album was fantastic. From 1993, released on October 26, we're going to hear some tracks from Pussy Whipped, a band and an album that helped define what Riot Girl was, and I think entrenched an ideal that a lot of young women could enter into punk rock and be just as aggressive, just as loud, and just as righteously angry as any of their male counterparts. In fact, if not more so, because they had a lot more to be angry about. This album is hailed as a modern classic, and I do agree. I think it really helped push the boundaries of what punk rock could do, just not in terms of what it did for having a stage for female performers to come on and be part of these scenes and perform with various groups, but also I think just dealing with the subject matter that was talked about, as we're going to hear in some of these songs, things that were very taboo. Let's just address that this deals a lot with rape culture in a way that hardly any music was dealing at the time. It wasn't dealing with it at the time, to be perfectly honest. And I think Bikini Kill really kicked open the door to allow a lot of other bands to talk about the subject matter in a way where they could do it confidently, where they could have great musicality, and, as I said, righteous anger talking about these subjects, and also have incredible music to go along with it. This is the thing about Bikini Kill. If it was all just topical politics, it could just be something you could read from an essay rather than listen to a record for. But this band, for what they did, really broke boundaries in terms of their subject matter and the lo-fi type of punk rock that they approached their songcraft with, as you're about to hear. Starting off with the opening track from Pussy Whipped, we're going to hear Blood One to open up this set. And also in this, this set, expect to hear some songs also by the Linda Lindas and the Julie Ruin. This is Adam on Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM. You are tuned in to 99.1 FM, CJAM FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also broadcasting worldwide on CJAM.ca, and you can also check us out on iHeartRadio. This is Adam filling in for Dave. Normally, it's the pair of us here on this program. Dave, unfortunately, is a little bit busy. He's hunting some vampires and ghouls, getting ready for our big Halloween episode taking place next week on October 28th. Make sure you tune into that. It will be a holiday blast. And we came back from a set of some strong female energy, which I really dig. We heard last from Blue Oil. Blue Oil being probably one of the most seminal groups in this set, considering there's a lot of very seminal acts that we just heard from that saying something. But this group was the first all-female punk group in Quebec. Really huge deal. And Blue Oil did not end up lasting too long. In fact, they had a few singles, and that was pretty much it. However, their works have been collected on a recent compilation by Supreme Echo, the great label out of Victoria, British Columbia, and it is now available for you to get your hands on. Make sure you check out the seminal act that was highly overlooked during their time. Groundbreaking, absolutely, having recorded and released music from 1981 through 1983, and actually forming all the way back in 1978. From this compilation, which is simply titled Blue Oil, we heard the song Unwind. Before that, a band that I think Blue Oil really set the tone for and really opened up doors for would be The Beths, coming from Australia. Even though continents separate the group, really just having female-fronted rock groups, let alone punk rock groups, really was something that needed to be stacked and needed to be strategized, because a lot of male counterparts were not really allowing room for female musicians and female-identifying musicians to have a stage. And it took a lot of grassroots work. It took a lot of advocacy for this to happen. And now I think we're seeing such a range of great female musicians and bands that are getting more attention paid to them, rightfully deserved, unlike before, where they were often stymied and not represented as much as they really deserve to be. But The Beths are a fantastic group. We've played quite a bit of them on the program before, and we just played something from their album back in 2018. We heard the title track to Future Me Hates Me. And before that, we heard four songs, all having a common thread, and that thread is, of course, Bikini Kill. As I said at the top of the set, we are celebrating 30 years of their 1993 album, Pussy Whipped. But we decided, instead of just focusing on the album itself, we're going to veer off and look at some covers, some of the influence of Bikini Kill, and also what happened thereafter. So we heard something from the Julie Ruin, and this is a group that was helmed by Kathleen Hanna after quite a sabbatical away from music. She had been doing La Tigra for a little bit, but then abstained from music after being diagnosed with Lyme disease, and the Julie Ruin was her return to rock music. La Tigra was kind of a crossover between rock and dance electronica, but this was really just straight-ahead bedroom rock, noisy and as ferocious as Hanna had ever sounded since Bikini Kill. And this was a fantastic record. I think enough people who like Bikini Kill don't really know too much of the Julie Ruin or check out their material, but it's highly recommended. We heard something from their release from 2016, Hit Reset. We heard the song Be Nice. And certainly, I think it's easy for a lot of people to pigeonhole any woman or anyone who identifies as a woman holding a guitar to be influenced by Bikini Kill. Obviously, that's not the case. That's a really gross generalization. But there is quite a range of musicians that are indebted to the Riot Girl movement, and particularly to Bikini Kill themselves. And one of these bands happens to be the Linda Lindas, this fantastic teenage punk rock group that really got into a viral notoriety after having a video of theirs performing in a public library just spread across like wildfire all over the internet. And they've released singles and albums since then, and this band has nothing but a bright future ahead of them. We heard their cover of the anthemic song, well, of course, Rebel Girl. You know, what else can you say about the song? It kind of is the national anthem of Riot Girl for a reason. It's just so powerful with that riff that does not stop. And I think the Linda Lindas do justice to this. That was released as a single and was also released on the Moxie official soundtrack. Now, before that, we heard from Bikini Kill proper, but we actually didn't hear anything from the album we're talking about. We heard something from an album titled Yeah Yeah, Yeah Yeah, which was a split record with another band called Huggy Bear. Each band, of course, contributed something to their respective side of the record, and we heard something from Bikini Kill's side of that. We heard Jigsaw Youth, and then we heard two songs from the wonderful Pussy Whipped album. We heard we heard For Tammy Ray and Blood One. And I do want to mention, For Tammy Ray is actually a reference to Tammy Ray Carland, who is a photographer, a zine editor, a video artist, and she is actively the provost at the California College of the Arts. A absolutely influential, powerful artist that this group really spearheaded attention towards, I think, within punk rock circles in a way where a lot of their peers didn't really focus on that creative arts aspect as much as Bikini Kill did and a lot of bands that they were touring with. And I'm glad that they paid attention to this fantastic artist. It definitely opened my eyes to her in a way that I don't think I would have had the same sort of exposure to her if it wasn't for Bikini Kill and this particular song. And that does it for that set. Always, I do encourage you to check out any of the albums we celebrated anniversaries of in this episode. I think they're all worth celebrating for a reason. And in particular, if it wasn't for Bikini Kill taking the, audacity and strength and conviction of talking about the subject matter that they did and presenting it in the way they did as bravely and ferociously, I don't think we would see the same scope of female-represented and female-fronted rock and roll that we do today. Certainly a lot of other acts need to be name-checked and referenced, but Bikini Kill are utmost important amongst them. Now, with that said, I'm going to get away from all the, shining over and worshiping of this group. A little bit of a fanboy moment coming out of me. And we're going to go over to hearing some brand new music in this set. We're going to hear some stuff from Bri Webb, as well as a pair of tracks from a short-lived band from 1977 featuring a certain Canadian singer-songwriter you might be familiar with. This band happens to be called The Ducks. But we're going to be getting to that in just a moment. First, a brief station ID just to remind you where you're tuned into and what station you are listening to now.